Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. It's one more day in this month, and we're going to October, and we're almost to Election Day. I'm so excited.
Yes. Yes, the debates tonight.
Yeah, are you going to watch? What it airs at 9 o'clock, right?
Yes, I don't know why they have it on so late. I'll be in bed. But anyway, I'm going to watch it. I know you won't.
Maybe some of it, but I can't stomach a whole lot of it. I'm sorry. I try. I really do, but it's like trying to eat the same food 3 times a day for 20 years. Ew, you can't like choke it down. It's the same rhetoric, the same constant back and forth. On this time, it's worse. There's no substance to it at all. It's a game.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think if you... It's only an hour and a half, I think. I don't think it's a very long debate.
An hour and a half is long enough.
I mean, it's going to be over the first half hour is what I figure, because they'll both play their, you'll see their personality, their cards played in the first half hour, and the rest of the program will be the same. And again, this is a show. This is theatrics at its best.
Well, John Whitehead wrote a very good article, and I sent you a copy of it. I don't remember the exact title. Should everybody here don't have it with me. It's in that no matter who wins, we lose.
Yeah,
that's what he wrote. Well, it's the same deep state bunch. No matter who's in, they all work for corporations. They all follow orders. I know people want to hear that. I know I didn't want to hear it either, people. I really believe things was changing under Reagan. Oh, was I deceived? I tell you about that man, you wouldn't believe. I really thought things get better, but ever since then, in the '80s, I realized it's not getting better. Bush, or Clinton, or Obama, it's all the same game. The swamp is still running the country, and the corporations run the swamp. So get over it. It's happening. One may take your guns. One may do the other thing. But they're both working for the same bosses.
Yep, they truly are. And, you know, again, we always had some kind of hope somewhere along the line, but they continue just to show us just their true colors and who they really are. And I know there's still a lot of hope. But, I was thinking right before the program, Butch, I'm thinking, I should know not to say this. And I do respect very much the listeners who have a fondness for this administration. I get it. I understand. Because I hear it enough. What are our choices? And, you know, but personally, my question is, has Donald Trump hurt the conservative Christian group more than he has helped? Well, I think he has. I think he has hurt us more than what he has helped. And I think that's maybe it's just a sign of the times where we're seeing, and a lot of it is mainstream media. I get that. But there's not enough to offset everything. And, you know, conservatives, Christian conservatives anymore are losing. We're not losing, but we're not, I don't know how to say it, Butch. I don't know if you know where I'm going with this. It's because we'll never lose. I get that. But it's...
We've lost ground.
Thanks.
we lost ground, and in the end,
that was a difficult one, Butch.
I read the last chapter in the book that matters called the Scriptures, and we do win. But I will tell you this
now. I know this.
Yeah, I'm saying this so to match what you're saying. I've watched this now for a long time. I'm over 7 decades old. And I've seen each administration take us further and further into a police state, a socialized system. Each one, some at more rapid pace than others, but each one has progressed us down that road even further. Don't matter who's in office, no matter who controls the House and Senate, each administration takes us down the same road. One maybe a little slower, one a little faster. But it makes no difference. We're going down the same road. Both parties are the same. When John W. Whitehead, and I respect that man very, very much, says this, I listen to what he says. No matter who wins, we lose. That's just the way it's been in my lifetime. It's gotten worse. It has. It's gotten worse with their administration. I can say that. I remember Eisenhower briefly, just a youngin. But I remember Johnson very well. I was in Nam when he was in office, and in service, I should say. And I can remember a lot of them since then. But I've watched what they've said, and I've watched what they've done, and they've played us for suckers every cotton picking time.
Yeah.
Not just the way it is. Also,
and I think what I was also going to say is I don't see the fight. I mean, it's like we see that the top Republicans are quiet as mice, and so is everyone else. You just don't hear or read any countering debates, and that's where we've lost the ground. We've become quiet.
Well,
and we allowed Donald Trump to do or speak.
Well, basically, that's true. But there's no meaningful of anything discussion going on that I can see.
No.
That's why I don't want to watch the debate.
I don't
want to hear what they have to say. They're saying anything.
Yeah. I mean, he drops the line or two of, what we want to hear, but it doesn't mean anything. We've lost the meaning of the power. I mean, when we used to talk about immigration, immigration was something that everybody, wanted, and they knew there was problems, and so now it's mocked. It's mockery. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
That's true.
On abortion. I mean, there was a lot of things that could have been done, and now even the argument anymore, it doesn't have meaning anymore. Doesn't have meaning, but it lacks power.
It lacks the commitment and sincereness of it. But in this so-called race, we haven't even heard any of those issues discussed in any detail at all. Immigration has been almost pushed aside. Murdering our children is barely mentioned. We haven't heard, or budgets, or all this is never even mentioned. There was more debate with Hillary Clinton against Trump than there was or is with Biden and Trump. I don't know what the point of that is. I don't know what substance that people are hanging on to this election, except the never Trumpers and the always Trumpers. That's the only substance I've seen.
Yeah.
Never and always. That's the only debate I've seen. There's no reason as to why they stand on either side. Well, I'm always a Trumper. Well, I'm never a Trumper. So it's just, there's no substance to this. Whichever side wins because, well, maybe one's life blew more than the other. I have no idea. There's no more substance to it other than that.
No. So, but let me tell you what does have substance. Today we had gold prices up $15 in the New York spot price aftermarket. Let me get this updated. $1,897. We did hit $1,900, so, we're moving on up. Silver was up 52 cents today at $24.29. Platinum was up $2 at $891. Palladium was up $46 at $2,366. USDX today was down 0.38, 93.90. Crude oil was down $1.60 at $39.01. And the paper markets today, You have the Dow. It struggled all day long. It was down, you know, more than what it is now, but it came back some. 27,452, down 131. NASDAQ was down 32 points. Nothing there. 11,085. S&P down 16 at 3,335. 10-year yield, 0.64%. It was all quiet overseas. And, you know, everybody, I think, Butch, is just waiting for the debate tonight. I mean, there was 84 million that watched during the first debate in 2016. I have a feeling it's going to surpass that. I can't imagine more than 84 million, but hey. So we'll see what the markets do after what happens tomorrow. And I kind of think anymore, markets really don't care who wins this election. Because they all know the money is coming from the Federal Reserve. And they know where the stimulus is coming. Maybe we'll see something, you know, as we get closer to the election. But the United States trade deficit in goods widened in August, with imports rising as businesses try to rebuild inventories that were depleted. The Commerce Department today said goods trade gap increased 3.5% to $82.9 billion last month. Imports of goods rose 3.1%, eclipsing a 2.8% increase in goods exports to $118 billion. I'm glad we're importing a lot. I'm glad we have those trade agreements.
Well, I wonder, Melody, could be that because we're trying to stock up on things that we didn't have for a while?
Well, sure, that's the case. But you know what? I went looking for something yesterday, and it was like it's going to be months. So it's more than just these companies trying to rebuild their inventories. I mean, they say depleted inventories. Well, our economy was based on and on time. I mean, things were delivered, inventory was delivered on demand. So I get demand has picked up, but they have to catch up somehow. So what do? They'll never be caught up. And I just don't believe that the demand is as strong as they say. I don't know. The supply chain has been broken, but I think there's something deeper than that that's going on.
Well, you could be right on that. You very well could be right on that. With still around 30 million actively unemployed that we know of, you could very well be very much right on that. The economy and the markets, nothing makes sense any longer. Really, nothing makes sense at all. The market makes the least sense of all of it. It seems like nothing can really shake it very much. And when it does, if it does knock it off, even a few thousand points, within a couple of weeks, it's back up to where it was. It's immune to about anything, it seems like. So, I don't know, Melody. Nothing makes sense anymore. The market is not connected to the real world at all.
Well, I mean, we get our majority of stuff from China. They had the Wuhan that was closed, 60 million people. Rest of China worked.
True.
Demand dropped because we weren't working. Businesses were closing down. You know, the world economies closed down. So is this just a supply chain broken, or is there something more going on behind the scenes? I think it's something more.
We'll soon find out.
Yeah, we will.
We will find out. I want to share something, give maybe a little bit of chuckle. We got a lot of serious things to cover, folks. But I thought this story was important enough. You know, for a lot of things I see being debated today, this is probably more important than a lot of things I see being debated. But anyway, parrots removed from UK wildlife park after they started swearing at customers. A group of parrots at a zoo had been put back into isolation when they all started swearing at customers after coming out of quarantine. The five African Grey Parrots were adopted by Lincolnshire Wildlife Park on August 15th and put into a room together. But it appears they used their time in isolation teaching each other foul language. F-O-U-L, foul, get it? Which left park staff in a swift action had to be taken when they started using obscenities with guests. Steve Nichols, CEO of Frisney Park, said the birds were put into timeout, but over the last 25 years, he's taken many parrots that sometimes had a bit of blue language. So they can tell each other bad words, whether you're in quarantine, Melody. They come out in public and they had to put them back into quarantine again. I can't help that is funny. It is. Oh, gracious. But, you know, I just make my kids say, you know, they. All right. I'm ready to get serious now, but I had to share that. I thought that was cute.
It is cute.
But anyway, you go ahead. I'll let you go ahead and I'll catch up with you.
Where am I going?
Wherever you want to go next, I'm following you.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure. You know, that's a pretty hard follow after that story. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, okay, maybe that's part of it. We had home prices rose 4.8% in July. That's according to the Case-Shiller Index. The Fed's Mester says economic recovery is split into tale of two cities. I heard my BFF, Larry Kudlow, on the programs this morning saying, you know, things are just great, and we had the lowest unemployment number, and everybody was doing well, and so forth, and so things aren't so bad now, even though it's just I don't even know where he's coming from, but, you know, so we have seen some improvement in some areas that really do benefit from the low interest rates. Housing is one. And there's going to be other areas that will take longer to rebound if they do. And there's a lot of areas that will not rebound. And this is what the Cleveland Federal Reserve Bank President Loretta Mester said yesterday. She said, for example, some people are able to work at home and there has been an increase in auto sales. That doesn't make sense. If you have to work at home, you don't need an automobile. So why would you go out and buy another one? But hey, that's just my logic. But industries in the service sector, including restaurants, small businesses, and others that require face-to-face interaction are lagging. We know this. Again, these people get paid, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. She said it's almost like a tale of two cities. And you have a lot of the economy now where activity is picking up. But you have a great part of the economy, travel, leisure, hospitality, where there is no
right
pick,
already.
And that's going to go for a long time. I hear the music. I just wanted to finish that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I promise we're going to get serious here. 800.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can you interrupt me while I'm giving my telephone number? 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Well, you know, Rush Limbaugh is never—he never laughs, does he?
I never listen to Rush Limbaugh more. I don't know if he does or not.
Okay.
I have no idea, but I do know that Todd is awful rude, cutting us off right in the middle of a conversation, saying we go back on the radio. But anyway.
Yes, we were just in the middle of repeating an old joke.
We were, but anyway.
See how serious we are today. But anyway,
you have to have some levity once in a while, because this world is insane. But this next article has been saying what you said for years: gold record high gives new life to dollar doomsayers. Can gold keep going? Now, folks, listen to this. This year ranks as one of the best on record for investors in the precious metal, with futures prices up 24% for 2020, hitting all-time high in August. Up 24% already this year. The gold's detractors through the ages are numerous and prominent, including the likes of Warren Buffett and John Bogle. The events of this year are giving new life to those who insist the arc of financial history points toward the inevitable debasement of currencies like the dollar. And folks, that's absolutely true. Bullish investors contend that trend means new highs for gold are in store. Gold's been a prime beneficiary of the Federal Reserve determination to leave borrowing costs at historically low levels to spur the economy after the shock of COVID-19. Chairman Jerome Powell formalized that stance in August, saying the central bank had dropped its longstanding practice of preemptively raising rates to head off higher inflation. The prospect of the Fed pinning interest rates near zero for years to come, allowing inflation to run hot, helped pull so-called real yields into negative territory. This means investors expect to lose money after accounting for inflation if they buy 10-year U.S. treasuries and hold them until maturity. In such an environment, money managers say that precious metal has lived up to its status as a haven, shielding investors in a year when stocks have been racked by volatility. Now, right on the money, this article said it really clearly. Gold and silver are a haven for what you have been able to save up for your life, folks. Paper in stocks, paper in the bank, paper in dollars is still paper. Gold and silver are substance. They are valuable because they had to be created from labor and sweat, not from paper. You print paper, not much labor goes into that, but you go out and you dig in the ground, you dig up ores, and then you smelt them, and you handle them and mold them into coins. That took labor and time, which makes them precious because of the rarity of them. The dollar is not rare. Billions a day going out. Gold and silver is a rare commodity. That's why they dig for it and spend fortunes trying to find it. Now, Melody, that's about as clear as I can put it.
You've done a great job. And, you know, it's interesting, too, is, you know, we see these pullbacks. Everybody expects prices to continue to rise. I'm out there saying, well, you know, we have ups and we have downs. You know, don't be upset if we have downs. And if you lock in prices, your prices are locked in. I don't get in any cheaper because the prices go down. You know, because I buy in real time. I don't speculate. So I know exactly where I am at with every trade, where when you begin speculating, you get yourself into trouble. It's great when the prices drop because you just make more money on your coins, but we don't do that. I don't take advantage of my customers because it can reverse, too. You can have big $100 day up in gold or silver or you know, a $2 up in silver. And if you haven't bought your product, you start getting behind. And I've just heard so many stories already, Butch. But, you know, people that listen to this program anyway know what they have to look out for and the importance of getting those fiat dollars out. Get it out of the system. This just isn't going to head anywhere good. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to break. But every day you do lose against inflation. Every single day.
Yes,
so don't be fooled into thinking that they have inflation under control because the Fed comes out and says, oh, gee, you know, we're at the 1.6% inflation. And we can tolerate it if it goes over 2. If it goes over 2, then you're really paying probably 15% inflation. You know, they fooled us into thinking that prices never went up, but you just get less for your money.
Well, Melody, what is the percentage of yield on a 10-year bond?
What on a 10-year on a 10
yeah,
the yield?
Yeah, the yield. Well, what percentage?
It was what, 0.64?
I was thinking it's less than 2%. I know that. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, 0.6. Yeah, the ten year yield. I say it every program. Weren't you paying attention earlier?
But I wanted to make a point. So
it's 0.64%. It's 0.64%.
Now, folks, think about that. Inflation, Melody, this has been modest. It's been very low. I know I'm going to quote it low for a reason. But real inflation is well over 10%, would you say?
Absolutely.
So every time they put money into a bank, and you're getting 1.5% interest rates on it, you're losing 9 to 10% a year at least in what you have value in the bank. With gold and silver, gold's up 28% so far this year. 28%. Think about that. Now, where can you get that return in paper anywhere? It's not going to happen. It isn't going to happen. Any comments on that?
800-375-4188. Here is an interesting story, though. I want to touch base on this because I think this is happening more often than not. German asset manager Allianz has been accused of making reckless bets with the pensions of American teachers, truck drivers, subway workers, firefighters during the meltdown earlier this year. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority, the MTA, which operates the New York City subway, and the Retirement Fund for Public School Teachers in Arkansas are among the investors seeking damages from Alliance Global Investors for losses totaling over $3 billion. At least 6 separate complaints demanding a jury trial has been filed against Alliance in the Southern District in New York since July. Alliance has denied wrongdoing and said the lawsuits are without merit. The pension funds, which invested in Alliance hedge funds on the assurance that they were protected against a market crash. Do you know how many times I hear that? Or people say, well, I bought this and I was told that it's never going to go down. I'll always be protected against it going down. But anyway, claim in court documents that the asset manager mismanaged the funds by abandoning its professed investment strategy without informing its clients. The negligent and imprudent actions meant that the hard-earned pension funds of essential workers were decimated. The MTA, which employs more than 70,000 workers across New York City's transport system, market turmoil relating. We remember when the stocks went down, you know, for 3,000, you know, points a day and so forth. While stocks have since rebounded, Alliance Global Investors were forced to liquidate 2 of its hedge funds as a result of steep losses, prompting the litigation from the investors. Let's see, it also says, as a result of Alliance's breaches, a substantial portion of the pension plan assets meant to provide retirement security to thousands of employees and their beneficiaries was just wiped out. Now, this was according to a lawsuit filed by health plan provider Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Its retirement plans, which provide pensions for people employed by insurers in its network, lost more than $2 billion. The Teamsters, which represents the truck drivers, they've made similar allegations. And, you know, it's Butch. It's everything is fine when everything is going up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bad day, and all of a sudden now you have to be held accountable to your pensioners. So, you know, now all of a sudden let's, you know, sue somebody. It's not our fault. They didn't do this. It's like no one is going to take, you know, to be accountable. And instead of placing their investment funds in something that's a little less risky, but you know what? These pension plans have promised a certain return. They need a certain return, so they go into riskier investments. And we all know you go into riskier investments for that higher yield. Lots of times you don't walk away with gains, you walk away with losses.
That's true.
So this is exactly what, so they're suing, you know, now I don't know if Alliance has, you know, if they were negligent in informing their clients and so forth, but I'll tell you what, when markets are dropping 3,000 points a day, not a lot really gets communicated. But we all have short memories. I'll bet there isn't a person listening to this program can remember what it felt like when the market was dropping 3,000 one day, 1,000 the next day, 1,500 the next day. Because it all came back, as temporary as it might be. So, this is what's going to happen to all those retirement accounts out there. You're going to lose. And this is what happens. It's exactly what happens. And this is a big one. So it'll be interesting to follow it and actually see, you know, maybe Alliance might have to pay a fine. We'll see if anybody goes. Nobody's going to go to jail if there was any wrongdoing. So anyway.
Interesting stuff.
Beware, ladies and gentlemen, of your retirement accounts.
Well, how about a novel idea? How about being responsible for yourself?
How about that?
What a novel idea. Plan for your own future. Take care of yourself and don't trust somebody else with your money. So you should know how to use it by anybody else. You've earned it. Think about that. This article here, U.S. retail bankruptcies, store closures hit record high the first half of 2020. Retailers filed Chapter 11, according to BDO USA. Mostly they're selling apparel, footwear, and home furnishings. So we have record retail bankruptcies for the first 6 months of 2020. And I know for sure from stores around my area that are not reopening, Melody. And they sold clothing. And they did. They haven't been open 2 months, maybe 3 months, when this happened. Now they're out of business here in Summersville, West Virginia. They went out of business in Elkins, West Virginia. This Gordman's line of clothing, I don't know where else he may have stores. It's a chain stores, but they all went out of business in our area, and they're not going to reopen. And New York region sees 40% bankruptcy surge and braces for more. Now, folks, this is serious. The pandemic has battered New York City businesses with almost 6,000 closures, a jump of about 40% in bankruptcy filings across the region, and shuttered storefronts in business districts of all five boroughs. It's going to get worse. This fall, the nation's largest city will see even more padlocked doors as companies burn through federal and private loans they tapped in March, landlords boot businesses that can't make rent, and plummeting temperatures chill outdoor dining and shopping. By late fall, there will be an avalanche of bankruptcies, said Al Togut, a lawyer who has handled insolvencies for small businesses and huge corporations like Enron. When the cold weather comes, that's when we'll start to see a surge in bankruptcy in New York City. New York City has been hammered and is still being hammered, unbelievably hammered, with all this. And 40% bankruptcy, Melly, it's almost half bankruptcies in New York City and in small businesses. That is huge.
I know. But we're in a V-shaped recovery, Butch.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not showing up there, that's for sure. I'm reading this, and New York City braces for new lockdowns as 8 neighborhoods have experienced an alarming surge in COVID cases. And New York State's poverty rates rise 1.5%, the highest been since mid-July. Says the average positivity rate across all 8 neighborhoods, which have large Orthodox Jewish communities, rose 3.3%. Anyway, they're facing another shutdown. The business have already lost. And New York City, 40% of the businesses are going bankrupt. If they shut down again, and they're sitting now, it's talking about 8 neighborhoods, what is going to happen to the Big Apple? The Apple is shrinking in size. The largest city in the United States and one of the most prosperous in the world is going down the tubes. That's all there is to it. And I don't see it coming back. At least not for many, many years. I don't see it coming back. I really don't. What do you think about that?
Well, they need to get rid of de Blasio, and they need to get rid of
you're right.
Cuomo.
Yes, very much so.
Both of them mafia thugs. Yeah,
both
it won't come
thugs.
Back.
And the next article, I'll probably get on time on this segment. Here's an idea. Cities experiment with a remedy for poverty. Cash, no strings attached. Guaranteed income, we've been hearing this for a long time, but it's starting to come about. Guaranteed income comes without work requirements. Some worry about work disincentive high costs. Now, this is talking about Stockton, California, which we discussed in the past. It's going to give an 18-month $500 check to 125 randomly selected households. Anyway, the UBI has become more popular as an idea across the country. Now, you discussed that a long time ago. You said this one may become where everybody gets $1,000 a month no matter what. Well, some cities now are working on the idea of doing this. And as you mentioned, Andrew Yang in the past, a former Democratic candidate, is all for this. But now we're seeing it happen. That is pure, absolutely pure socialism. Just dump the money into them. They don't have to earn it at all. Now, I don't mean that they don't spend it right. I'm not saying that they're wasting money on the people themselves. But they can't do this forever. The Fed, the government cannot earn money, so therefore they have nothing to give away. They just print more paper, which means it's worth less all the time. And people don't seem to grasp that. They really think that these bailouts are going to be wonderful. We can make it. If we get a bailout, now Democrats want to do a $2.2 trillion stimulus proposal. So I don't get it. How long is this going to go on before the bottom falls out completely?
Well, not in the next couple seconds. We're heading into a break, so we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 800-375-4188. Butch?
Yes, ma'am. Just for getting ready to go to the break, I did mention that Democrats now have come up with another proposal for a bailout again, $2.2 trillion. They said it was a compromise between what the House wanted and the Senate wanted, but actually it's not even close to what the Senate had suggested before. And I may be wrong, but I don't see anything happening with this until after the election. But I do know that this is a hot topic, and I still have a hard time grasping the idea that people actually think the government can do this indefinitely without bringing a price tag attached that we can't afford to pay. Now, I'm not just talking back in taxes. I'm talking about inflation and eventually collapse of the economy, period. This can't go on for much longer, but the nation seems to be caught up in the idea that the government can feed us as long as it has to. Melly, that just isn't going to work, is it?
No, it won't.
So, what's going to happen between now and election? I have no idea. As we were talking in the break, I don't see anything going through with this unless the market collapses and people panic, and then perhaps they'll do the bailout real quickly. I don't know, but this is a political tactic also. We know that. I don't know, again, what's going to happen during the election. I don't know who's going to come out on top if we ever find out what happens there. But this is a political game. We know it is. And it's heating up to be something that I don't look forward to seeing. In about a month from now, we may see things that I just wouldn't dream possible in this country, and I hope it never would happen. But, you know, it's just coming together so quickly and so scary in a way that we're seeing all this unrest. Even some congressmen and senators are concerned about what they see could happen in this election. They're getting a little bit nervous. And they said it'd be at least probably 4 or 5 days before they knew the winner if everything went smoothly. Can you imagine? This article says fears grow of chaotic election. Senators in both parties are bracing for what they fear will be a chaotic election, heightening the stakes of next month's Supreme Court confirmation battle. President Trump has said he wants a ninth Supreme Court justice to be confirmed so that the court is full before it potentially has to make any decisions on the election. If Trump's nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, is confirmed, will cement a conservative majority in the court that would include three justices nominated by the president. Anyway, this says the polls showing a close race against the Democrat Joe Biden in several battleground states have lawmakers predicting the results won't be known immediately after Election Day, particularly with millions expected to vote via mail-in ballots, even the coronavirus, given the coronavirus pandemic. Senator Mike Rounds, the Republican in South Dakota, said that he expects chaos in some of the states that have extended the deadline for counting ballots beyond the normal day of election. They've already extended deadlines past Election Day. I suspect that we'll have 3 or 4 days before the vote tallies will be close enough to make a determination. So, yeah, that is a little bit scary. 3 or 4 days, a week out, nobody still don't know who won the presidential election. What's going to happen in the meantime, LD? Who's going to know what to do? Who's going to know if Trump would lose, but he won't know it 2 weeks later and he signs a law or executive order? Would that be legal? Would that be lawful then? That's going to cause
president.
Chaos.
Well, he's still president.
I know he's
president
in the year.
I know
he's in the year. I know, but what's it going to do though with all the if Biden wins and Trump stays in for a while, no matter what he does, would that be considered, though it's still legal, I don't know if that's what you're saying, but what kind of chaos would that cause? I don't know. That's just my thoughts.
I don't know. And, you know, I go back to whenever there's this much hoopla, it usually just doesn't happen. We're already being set up that, and I said this before, we're already being set up that this is going, that no matter who wins, it's going to be a rigged election.
That's true.
And I mean, it's like, so we're going into this thing knowing that, so to me, it's like, well, what's the point? If it's going to be rigged on either side could take advantage. It's just not the Democrats. Republicans could take advantage of it, too.
Either or, yes.
Either or. What makes people think that the Republicans wouldn't do it? You kidding me? So, I mean, they're setting us up. And so... So they want this. They want this distraction.
And they're getting it.
Yeah, it's... So I don't know what's going to happen at the election. You know, to me, whoever is still president still has the you know... I don't think there would be any disruption in whatever decisions and laws were written or... I mean, every executive order, as far as I'm concerned, what I think... I believe is they can be reversed
within 30 days. Thank you. Something like that. Yes, they can be supposed to be.
So,
but the executive orders are not even constitutional.
They're not. I don't like them. I mean, this country should not be run on executive orders. Period.
But you know,
executive orders should be illegal, just like corporate buybacks.
I agree. I totally agree. And there's someone say, "Well, Trump did some good things with his." And Obama did bad things, so it balances out. No, wrong is still wrong. Doing something wrong doesn't make it right. If it is the right thing to do, it still doesn't make it right. Doing something unlawful is not the right thing to do. I understand tit for tat or whatever it is, but that doesn't make it right, period. But one thing I'm seeing, and I think you'll agree with this, the infrastructure, especially in the electronics, is falling apart. I'm going to share three articles here to tie this together because this just happened the last couple of days. New York, this is CNN News. Microsoft 365 was hit with a significant outage late Monday that affected users' access to mobile services, including Outlook. By the late evening, services appeared to be largely restored. Microsoft tweeted at 9:21 p.m. Eastern Time that most users should be experiencing relief. The company added that it was continuing to see significant improvement for affected services. Earlier, the company indicated affected services include Outlook, Office.com, Power Platform, Dynamics 365, and Microsoft Teams, including Teams Live Event. According to Down Detector, a website that tracks internet outages, users reported issues with logging in, server connection, and Outlook. The downtime began around 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Office 365, according to the site. And then a major hospital system was hit with a cyber attack, potentially largest in U.S. history. Folks, we are so vulnerable. We think because we have computers that everything is so secure, and folks, we know better than that. Computers can be hacked. Anyone who can develop a program that can't be hacked, someone can crack the program, I guarantee you. Computer systems for Universal Health Services, which has more than 400 locations, primarily in the U.S., began to fail over the weekend. A major hospital chain has been hit by what appears to be one of the largest medical cyber attacks in United States history. Now, pay attention, folks. I said cyber attack. If they can hack a hospital, they can hack governments, they can hack anybody. Why would they do that? It's called ransomware. They get paid to give it back. Computer systems for the Universal Health Services, which has more than 400 locations, primarily in the U.S., began to fail over the weekend, and some hospitals have had to resort, imagine this, Melody, had to resort to filing patient information with pen and paper. I didn't know they could still do that.
Wow.
Wow. Universal Health Services did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but posted a statement to its website that its company-wide network is currently offline due to an IT security issue. One person familiar with the company response efforts, who was not authorized to speak to the press, said the attack looks and smells like ransomware. So they went back to paper and pen. And they put it on paper. Golly, wow. Melody. Paper is hard to hack.
Yes, it is.
It is amazing that they can still do that, because I know folks in restaurants can't even count change. Oh, and 9/11 lines go down across the U.S., sparking panic as callers can't get through to emergency services. Folks, are you seeing a pattern here? Police departments across the country Monday night reported that their 9/11 systems non-operational, and it's reported due to a Microsoft Office 360 outage. Well, it ties back to, again, what I just read to you. As of 5 p.m., city phones and emails are experiencing intermittent outages related to a larger Microsoft 365 outage, the city of Redden and Washington tweeted. We're hoping this issue is resolved shortly. Sorry for any inconvenience. Panic spread across the nation's police departments as 911 systems were rendered useless and left police departments turning to social media to tell residents there were other ways to contact emergency services. Attention, the 911 lines are not operational nationwide. This is for phone calls and text messaging, tweeted Minneapolis Police Department. If you need police, fire emergency, medical assistance in Minneapolis, please call a local number. We will advise you when this issue is fixed. Now, Melody, do you happen to know the local number to your police department? I don't. I know
no,
down
911.
I dial 911.
Yep.
And if you're in an emergency, where are you going to look for the number? Most phone books don't have them anymore. Most people don't have phone books anymore. And they probably don't have them stored on the phone either. So who do you call? Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
There you go. But are you seeing
why
a pattern,
not?
Humility?
In the world we live in, why not?
I agree.
They probably show up.
And I ain't going to say maybe do more good, but I think they might. But anyway, but these are three incidents happened over this last few days. And when 9/11 lines go down, that's a big deal. It really is. Because folks don't know anything but 9/11. They've been told that for years. Just dial 911. They're not told to know what the police station's phone numbers are. Just dial 911 and put you right through. Convenient until it doesn't work. In a hospital, they can't get patients' records up. So these are serious situations.
It really is. I mean, when you think about it, all the equipment at hospitals, just not the records, but all the equipment.
Yes.
Life-saving, your respirators, that's all computerized.
Really, what isn't any longer in a hospital? I mean, what isn't computerized?
Yeah.
And that really is scary. And if it can be attacked that easily, and we know it has been, how many companies in the past few years have had to pay ransom to get their system back online that we know of? And yeah. were the ones that have done it ever caught? I doubt it.
No.
Probably out of India or somewhere.
Yeah, and I don't know if they used the black web and so the dark web. What I found interesting, there was supposed to have been a really big drug bust from the dark web, which is pretty interesting, is because the whole point of the dark web was that there would be no, no one could hack into the dark web.
That's right.
No one would know who you were. It was totally anonymous, and so there goes your cryptocurrencies too.
Oh, that's a biggie right there.
So again, the idea that things can't be hacked. People go around and buy these special programs, thinking that they might be better than what some use, but they all can be hacked. Every single one. I mean, who do you think designs this stuff? Who do you think, we all talk about, Microsoft and so forth. Where do you think half of these programs came from? It came from the Department of Defense.
True.
Department.
True. And this may be a nonsensical question, but I ask it anyway. Most people get their checks, paychecks and Social Security checks, whatever, by computer now, don't they? Sent to the bank on a computer. What if the banks all went down at one time? What would people do? I mean, I'm serious about that. What would happen if the banks got a cyber attack and then all their clients were taken down? What would people live on? Especially those who pay all the bills with the debit card.
Yeah.
Folks, think about this. Without cash on hand, even some paper cash on hand, you're risking everything that you have. Goodness gracious, folks, think this through. If one button is pushed, one thing set up.
Do we lose you? We must have lost Butch. He wanted to leave early. But what he's saying is absolutely true. And I'm just going to say this. Who would ever have thought that we would have had a toilet paper shortage in this nation? Like, that was the biggest thing since... And yet we think nothing about our privacy and how these computers are hacked and how, you know, with just a little flick of a switch, what you could lose. You know, everybody says, well, you know, the risk is there, but the risk is, you know, it's possible but not probable. Well, you know, we thought, again, and I go back, and I know this sounds silly for a comparison, but just think back to the beginning of this year and then multiply that by two times or three times. So that's where I think we're headed, but we're also headed to the end of the program. 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow, and until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.